Joined in studio by Adele Givens.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Got a nice hug. Did you get a hug, Joe?
Yeah. And of course, you know, I'm an awkward white guy. Yeah. And so I always, you know, you assume you come in for the handshake.
Yeah.
And then, but she also smells good.
Yeah, I love it.
So normally I'm already awkward, so, but because she made it not awkward. Do you feel the same way?
She's very good at making things not awkward. It would seem natural to me.
Is that what I'm doing?
I enjoyed it.
Most of the time, though, you know, when people do reach out for a handshake and I snatch them in and hug them tight, they do feel a little awkward.
I was all about it.
I'm very awkward socially. How was my? You can be honest. How was my greeting to you?
It was a little awkward, but it was but nice.
Right. Okay.
Awkward in a nice way, not in a way that makes it, you know, awkward for me.
Okay.
If you had to rank all three of our greetings.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure
you had
I know.
Joe, yeah. Scott, and Josh. Who's the 1, 2, 3?
Who's the what?
Who came in first, second, and
first,
third
second,
place?
First, second, and third. I'd say I would give, actually, Joe, even though you said it was awkward, it was, you get number one.
Oh, wow. Joe.
Thank you.
Actually, you get number two.
Wow. What? I would not
Why was it so awkward? What
happened? Well, because we both of us were not standing up when
Yeah, that's not my fault. That was just a victim of circumstance.
That's what happened.
It's very surprising.
But you still could have laid down on top of me and you didn't take advantage of it. So
I should have just pounced, straddled you like a male stripper.
Yeah, and then I could have gave you a couple dollars and everybody would have been happy.
Would have been good. So I got a little bit of a situation I'd like to get into. I'm hoping, Adele, you can help us out with this.
I do my best.
It has to do with my hair. I went and got a haircut the other day, and I figured you'd be able to speak to this. You know, you're a woman. Women are very into their hair.
She has involved hair, too.
You got very involved hair. My wife's been doing the braids now. She has a friend who does really good braids, and I watched it the other day. She came
Was
over
it
to
painful?
It wasn't that painful, but, man, it's intricate, and it takes a long time. Because I got the daughter now, so I want to learn how to do it. So I was watching to maybe try and not a chance.
Never
had. Not a chance. I don't know how the hell she did this. The wife had like four different braids. It was so impressive. But so anyway, I go to the barbershop the other day, right? And I'm not going to say where, but and I sit down, and I had this one guy before, right? And I sit down, and he goes, okay, who's – he comes upstairs, and he goes – who's next? And it's the same guy. And I go,
did you have a bad haircut from him last time?
And last time it was not the best. And so he goes, who's next? So, but you can always go, well, I'm waiting for so-and-so, right? And I go, I just kind of want to get in. I want to get out. I go, I'm going to roll the dice again. I'll give the guy a second chance. So I sit down and I go, yeah, just clean up the sides, you know, number two, trim up the top. So he starts going. He's doing the sides. Everything's good, right? Everything's good. And then he goes, now at the top, I go, yeah, it's been about a month. Maybe just take a little off. I like, you know, just like to keep the length. And he starts going. You know what I mean? And then he keeps going. And then it reaches a point where I'm like, all right, this guy.
You're looking in the mirror.
I'm looking right at it. And then he's got the buzzer. And then you start to hear the gzz, like you hear it like.
And you see hair falling.
You hear more being taken off than you want. And you see more being taken off than you want. And I'm going, oh, God. And I start to, like, squirm in my chair. And I'm going, do I say something? I don't think I've ever, because I've had bad haircuts. You know what I mean? I'm 40. Over my lifetime, I've had a bunch. I don't think I've ever, I don't know what the protocol is. I don't know what the etiquette is.
Nothing.
Do you just sit there?
No.
Or do you stop it?
No.
Do you say something?
No, you don't just sit there. There is not a woman within the earshot of your voice. That would just sit
there. Oh, trust
me.
I brought this up with my wife, and they know my wife. She is sassy Latina woman, and she told me, she's like, that's because you don't say nothing.
That's right.
And I'm like, no, I don't say anything, of
that's
course. What am I going
to
say? How do you say something?
Stop would be like a place to start, maybe. Hey.
You make it sound so simple. It's not that simple.
A certain length in one part of your head, that's it. You're committed to that length, right?
Right, and that's the thing. It's like you can't just Because the back, he took like way too much off. So once he makes like that one where you go, okay, he just went and did it. There it is. It's like you said, you can't put it back on. So you kind of committed at that point. And then you're hoping he'll just kind of even it out. Okay, maybe he's got a plan that I'm not.
You're still
maybe
hoping?
He's got, yes. Maybe he's got a vision that I'm not seeing. I don't know what's happening here.
Let me tell you what happened.
I don't know.
Happened to me. It wasn't a bad haircut, but one time. In Crofton, Maryland, I walked into, I just needed a haircut.
Right.
And I walked into a barber shop, and it did not appear to be the type of barbers that would normally cut my hair, right?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
There wasn't a white face in there. Only
Was it a black barber shop?
Right, it was a black barber shop.
Because the Latino ones are good, too.
But once I had walked in, they saw me, and I was like,
right.
Can we do this? And they were like, yeah, we have one pair of scissors in the place. And they pulled out the scissors.
Cut off the braid and told you $6.
Right.
Coming to America.
Yes.
But they cut my hair. It was fine.
Right.
But yeah,
of course
that
was.
Yeah, but it's just, but that was a good experience that could have been bad and yours was.
So, Adele, you've had to yank somebody up and say, ho, ho, ho.
I just started going back to a salon a couple of weeks ago because I went natural and I do my own natural hair. But I've been in that situation. But usually with ladies, it's the dryer situation. We generally have to sit under the dryer until you pretty much have to roll us around to get the fireballs off of us.
What do you mean natural? You just had a like an afro?
No. Natural means no perm, no chemicals. Like if you get a perm, it straightens. But it's weird because for white girls, if they get a perm, it generally curls their hair up. But for black girls, you get a perm, it straightens it out.
Do you wear a shower cap at night? Do you wear that?
Yes, when I go to shower.
No, I'm talking about to nighttime. Bed. Do you have to wear a shower cap?
Nah, nothing's wet in the bed. What I think you're confusing that with is a slumber cap.
Yeah,
some people wear it outside in the daytime. Like, I don't know, the name kind of steers me towards the evening.
Right, it's
with
called
it.
Kinda, slumber cap for a reason.
That was a key word there, slumber people.
Barbershop etiquette, what is it?
It's such a man topic.
I mean, it's...
Such a manly
show. And here's
the
reason. I'll give you another little insight as to why I deal with this on such a level is because my mom was a hairdresser growing up.
Oh.
So for the first 20-some-odd years of my life, my mom would always just cut my hair. So then when I had to go out into the real world, I never had a barbershop experience until I was in, like, college maybe.
When you go
so
visit her, does she cut your hair?
She doesn't anymore because she's
She cuts his neck now.
She's a little bit... yeah. How does it look? It doesn't look too bad, right? The hair? It looks all right?
Well, with the earphones on, you look pretty fly, actually.
You got good hair.
Your
That's the thing.
Is fine.
I mean, you might be able to get a better haircut, but you got thick hair. I mean, people
thick.
Like me. Yeah, so, you know, you're already doing all right with the hair.
Why are you so concerned with your hair? It's fine.
Here's what happened. You want the honest truth? The day after it happened, I'm walking around this building, and I had three people say something.
Oh.
One of them, which was our general manager. Hey, Scott, what happened to your hair? Swear to God, exact quote. What happened to your hair?
They're just trying to engage you.
And I go, oh, God. And then, and then somebody else said something like, oh, hey.
So that
got
memo.
A haircut? And I'm like, yeah, I did. I got a haircut.
You know what that is, though? When you walk through the hall, it's almost like I see you guys in here all the time.
Yeah.
But if we pass each other in the hall, like you're coming back from the bathroom, you always feel obligated to
say
something.
Right. And that's the
and
first
that's,
thing they
right,
notice.
They see your
right,
hair, I, so I you're guess. Like, oh, your hair, right?
Well, it could be that or the fact that I slipped them a note and told them to harass you about your hair all week just for me.
But no, and as it was happening, it's a weird thing. I mean, I don't know if people are getting what I'm saying here, but when you're sitting there and it starts to go awry, maybe he's going a little shorter than you want. And ladies, I mean, give us a call because I know this happens to ladies. Ladies are very particular about their hair. And if something happens and it's not going right, I mean, that can ruin.
Oh, they'll cry, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You probably wouldn't cry, right?
No, I mean, this won't take that long to grow back out. But a lady's hair sometimes take a long time to grow out depending on how short the person cuts it or maybe the color is wrong.
But we have hats and we have turbans and we have creative ways to wait our hair out. We can put braids in like your wife did.
Braids,
we can do
you can
all kinds of different
or something.
Options.
Yeah, I mean, I got to either do
you can't
this.
Put it up.
I can't put it up. Maybe I could wear a hat or something.
Fitted cap, maybe.
Got some text at 56332. It says, Scott, you overthink and worry way too much. You're paying for a service. If something's wrong, you let them know. Trust me, they're not going to mind or get mad. It's their job. And if they do, then they shouldn't be working there. This applies with everything and everywhere.
People are going to mind.
Yeah, I worry about hurting their feelings.
Right.
And
you don't want to say something.
And what's even crazier is if they give me a bad haircut or any kind of bad service, I go out and then I give him a tip because I feel guilty about having bad thoughts about them in the first place.
Yeah, you tipped, right, Scott?
Yeah, of course. Well, here's this guy. He says, great topic. He goes, I would just sit there and not say anything while someone takes the weed whacker to my dome. And after they finished massacring any chance I have to getting laid, I just say, looks great.
Yes, I've always said looks great. Yes. I've never left a haircut and said it was bad.
That is my point.
That
I don't know why.
Absolutely right.
We just have no spines. We have no balls.
Maybe you already think you have no chance of getting laid anyway, because who in the world would go get their hair cut and then get the revelation that I have no chance of getting laid and still be happy with it?
Yeah.
What'd you get your hair cut for? To take a picture, a school picture? I know you want to get laid eventually. That's why you got your hair cut.
Eventually.
That's pretty much the behind everything we do.
tell me about it. Yeah, well, welcome to women's world then, because that's what, you know, pretty much we, you know, same thing to draw you.
Scott, quit bitching and shave your head like a real man.
Yeah. No, you shouldn't shave your head.
Hey,
no.
Scott, shout out to you. Shave it off, player.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Line one, we have Josh. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Scott, how you guys doing this morning?
How are you, man? You got any, what's your take on this?
Well, see, I grew up with an aunt as a barber, so my hair was always perfect the whole time. Now, I'm in the Air Force, we had a great barber staff there at base. And when I came out, man, I did the same thing you do, man. I can't complain, dude. It's done. It's cut off. You can't grow it back instantly, right?
Right. You just kind of sit there and he was cutting and he just kept cutting and he kept cutting. And I go, okay.
And then if it's already cut, then you might as well let him finish the job.
Yes. Right. Because then I could tell like he was trying to even it out. But then
hair back on and you can't stop just because he cut one side too short. Well, my girlfriend, and she got me a gift certificate down to the QG downtown. I'm telling you what, dude, as vague as you can be, you can say, man, this is how I like it, this right here. You don't even need to know the numbers or how the cut style is. They understand it like it's a different language to them, and it's been a perfect cut. I've gone there 3 times, and you're pampered out the ass. Free beer.
Well, hello there.
That's a quintessential gentleman,
free
right?
beer?
You get free beer. They got a speakeasy upstairs now. I mean, it's like they got the massage parlors and stuff if you want to get anything done like that.
Damn, you should work there. You should be there like an advertising guy.
Maybe they give you the beer so you won't notice how tore up the haircut
yeah, right,
is.
To get you a little lubricated. Well, let's go to line two. We have Garrett. What's up, Garrett?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Garrett.
Great. Turned 20 yesterday.
Congratulations. Happy birthday. Congratulations. How's
Thank
that
you.
Feel?
What are you looking for a gift?
I know. What is
what's going on here?
Just like to share that information with us. Turned 20 yesterday.
Yeah, I got that. That radio shout out.
No worries.
God.
What's
up? Is this all about a haircut?
Yeah, I've got a bad haircut story.
Please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, all right. Until probably like 8th
by the
or
way,
grade, I was in.
I love you, by
what's
the
that?
Way.
Take your time.
My dreams have all come true. So until like 8th or 9th grade, I rocked a bowl cut because I'm an idiot.
Oh.
I decided, yeah, it was like down past my eyebrows, and I decided I needed to make a change when I would go through old photo albums.
Yeah.
I was an ugly child.
Yeah.
Still am. I'd look at pictures from the beach and I'd wonder who that ugly little girl is in all the pictures. And then when I realized it was me, that's when I knew I just had to get high and tight. Like
that what you
had
now, high and tight?
You finally lopped it all off. Did it go well or it didn't go well? It went okay or not?
Wait, what's that?
Just kind of high and tight. Like
high and tight.
Yeah, tight up on the sides, nice and high and real close to the head.
Okay, I didn't know. They call that a high top fade in the black community.
Yeah, right.
Kind of
so I didn't know the terminology. Thanks for that. That's good.
So you're looking good now or you had a bad experience?
I don't know. I kept the same thing for years. Nobody really looked at me funny anymore.
When you had the bowl cut, when you went to the barber, were you just like, give me the bowl? Like, how did you?
No, we didn't go to the barber. My mom cut my hair until my fucking daughter got her college license.
That's the worst. Well, I'm glad you're better now. Okay, it's you had a rough go. You had a rough go. Happy birthday. You're 20. Look to the future. Don't look to the past
His
anymore.
Mom was like, I only know one hairstyle.
Let it go. Why are you living in the past? You're done with that old haircut. It's a new you. You're 20. You're gonna be 21. You're moving forward. Okay.
Thanks.
Good talk. Yes. I love that guy.
How about every time you need a haircut, his mom's like, I only know how to do the bowl.
And now I
hope you like the bowl.
That's all you got.
Well, Adele, I have it this noodle bowl. So.
Adele Givens, thank you.
You're on
social media? I know you were saying.
Oh, yeah. I'm on Twitter as Real Adele Givens on Twitter. On Instagram, Adele Givens is such a FN lady. F like Frank, N like, no, you can't say that on radio. Such a FN lady. And Facebook is Adele Givens and Adele Givens 2 and Adele Givens giving you the best of me.
Damn. There it is. Adele Givens. Okay.